Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 through 31. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
For today is recorded in Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 21. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband." Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at the time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God's grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. My first call into the ministry was in Northern California. It was a congregation there in Oroville, Gold Country, California. And our circuit reached from about an hour north of Sacramento all along the valley, hinged between the two mountains, the Sierra Nevadas and the Coastal Range, all the way up to the border of Oregon. Now, it was always fun to go up to about the edge of California. There in Mount Shasta was one of our congregations, and we would go there for circuit meetings. And my colleague always had a joy, the pastor who served in Mount Shasta, always had the joy of sharing with us the experience he had when he would go into the town of Mount Shasta. He would go there often to go visit with the shop owners and get to know them, perhaps preach the gospel. And there was one shop in particular. The one shop was a shop in which sold crystals. And in this shop, there were no price tags on the crystals, because the shop owner had to tell you the price, because the crystals spoke to her. And then she could tell you how much the crystals were. But not only that, this was a place, if you looked on the board as you entered the city, it said Mount Shasta, where heaven and earth meet. It was a place in which tragically many did purchase those really good priced crystals, bought at a really good price. And often they worshiped them, wore them as medallions, or even it was a place well known of worshiping the earth, or even Mount Shasta. Sadly, it's a place that shows us many things have not changed. Because as St. Paul wrote to the Galatians, the Galatian converts, many of those who had come out of worship, worshiping the mountain there, the mountains that overshadowed the towns in Galatia, a mountain in which they would often call the mother of the gods. It was a place in which they would look to the mountains and ever be reminded, unlike the Jews, as they would go up to the Temple Mount and would look to the mountains from which their help comes from. These folks would look to the mountain for help, but help could not come because it was a mountain that could not help them. The Gentiles of Galatia, they clung to these pagan gods, a part of their traditional religion or even state religion under the Romans. In the past, they had lived enslaved to the pantheon of gods who surrounded them in their everyday lives, gods whose worship was entrenched in their culture and in their society. It was how they lived. But when they came to know Christ, they were set free. Set free from such bondage to false gods who offered no hope, no life, no forgiveness, no reconciliation. Christ had set them free. Free from sin and death and the power of the devil who had a tight grip on them. But now they were returning to slavery again. St. Paul writes, "I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ." And then from our text today, "So you who desire to be under the law, do you listen?" That is, do you hear the law? These Galatians had come from not knowing the true God and were in bondage to idols, false gods. But in Christ, they had come to know the truth. They had been set free. They had come to know the true God who loved them and died for them, setting them free from bondage to these false gods. But now they were being enslaved once again by those who were deaf to the law, so that they too had become deaf to the law, trusting in the rituals of the Mosaic law. And so St. Paul puts before us today this beautiful allegory of Hagar and Sarah as representing two mountains. Hagar is Mount Sinai, and those born to her are children of slavery. But Sarah represents Jerusalem, and those born to her are free. While this happened in the past, St. Paul makes it clear that such can be applied to the present hearers. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, corresponding to the present Jerusalem. For she is in slavery with her children, but the Jerusalem above is free, and our mother. So those who would look to the Mosaic law, which came some 430 years after the promise of Abraham, are headed back into slavery again. So Galatians, don't keep listening to those who would have you return to slavery by keeping that Mosaic law and by being circumcised. You're returning to the place where you started. Don't go back. Those who are telling you to keep the law, don't hear the law. Yet the scripture is for us also, so that we too do not become deaf to the law and truly listen to it instead. The law, the Mosaic law, is unable to bring life, only slavery and death. It reveals your sin and depravity, yours and mine, and it brings us into a slavery in which we cannot ever come out of. You know, during Lent, we do become more focused as we examine our lives, as we might examine those idols or mountains that we might look up to or crystals we might trust in, where our foolish trust is put rather than faith in Christ, the one who loves us and died for us so that we would have forgiveness and life and salvation. And the law is appealing. The law is appealing, as we certainly can measure our life according to the law, but the law does have this terrible nastiness about it. It always accuses. It always says you haven't done enough. It brings despair. It brings hopelessness. So St. Paul points us back to what we need to hear in the law. While the Mosaic law brings slavery and ultimately death, you were not born to death, Galatians. You, beloved, were not born to death. Your mother is Sarah, and you are a child of the free woman. So no longer cling to dead idols that might prop up your life. and certainly need to be propped up so they don't fall over on their own. No longer look back to the hopeless mountain of Sinai and the demands that bring you to despair and death, but rather cling to Jesus, the one who fulfilled the demands of the Mosaic Law for you. You are a child of promise. No, not the promise in the Mosaic Law which brings death, but a child of the promise made to Abraham that all peoples would be blessed through him. You are like Isaac, a child of promise, a child born of miraculous means. You're a child born through water and the Word. And you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ so that it's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. So listen to the law. Don't go back to that which brings death. But when you repent and cling, rather repent and cling, when you repent and cling to Christ, when you do listen to the law and go back to its measures, but rather listen to Jesus, the one who has set you free. Cling to Christ, the child of promise, who died on the cross, died on that mountain outside of Jerusalem, the one who redeemed you from the curse of the law by becoming curse himself for you, so that you would have the blessing of Abraham, that it's yours. Cling to the one who conquered death by his death and through his resurrection brings you life, who through your baptism has set you free and given you life. In that baptism waters, you died, and coming out you live. And daily we do that. We die and rise again. Yes, in those waters you died with Christ and you rose to new life. And so now you truly live. You are God's own child, a child set free, a child who can gladly rejoice in Christ your Savior. Amen.